Swedish city to spend over $1 billion to fix no-go zones. By Chris Tomlinson on November 19, 2020. The Swedish city of Gothenburg is looking to spend over $1 billion in an effort to remove the city's 6 no-go zones from a police list of vulnerable neighborhoods. The local government has pledged to spend 11 billion Swedish kronor, $1.28 billion/pound, $964 million. On investment in the 6 areas of the city that have been deemed particularly vulnerable areas, in order to have them removed from the official police listing in the next 5 years. The money is said to be invested in security, new construction projects, removal of graffiti, and improved waste management systems, according to a report from broadcaster SVT. Tarja Johansson, CEO of the company Framtiden, who help businesses hire staff in a variety of industries, said the ambitious goal of moving the areas from particularly vulnerable to vulnerable on the list is possible. Johansson noted that the area of Gardsten had been changed, largely due to the involvement in the area of a municipal housing company, although that took 22 years. The majority of the cash, 7.5 billion kroner, will go toward construction projects in the areas of Biskopsgarden, Tinnard, Jalbo, Bergjone, Hammarkullen, and Lovgardet over a period of 10 years. The rest of the money will go toward what the city government refers to as supermanagement, including security on site 7 days a week, a zero-tolerance policy to crime, no illegal renting or subletting in the areas, and swift cleanup of vandalism and graffiti. In September, it emerged that the police in the city were growing increasingly concerned about growing ethnic violence between gangs involved in the drug trade in the city. There are regular large violent clashes in central Gothenburg between young Afghans and especially young Syrians, but also Somalis, where they fight for good drug sales. There have been several stabbings in connection with these brawls, and police have on various occasions found street fighting weapons, a police intelligence report stated. Just weeks before, gangs set up roadblocks in certain areas of the city and demanded local residents obey a curfew instituted by the gangs themselves in what was described by Gothenburg Police Chief Eric Noor as a demonstration of power. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.